This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Oh yeah, welcome aboard. Good to have you along, folks. This is Auto World. Thanks for joining me right here at Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for joining us. Glad to be along again this week. Had a lot of things happen, of course, in the Auto World arena. I'm broadcasting live at the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, and it's a pleasure to have you along with me today. I've been in the auto world myself for 45 years, playing along with those cars. Rototillers and lawnmowers and pickup trucks and, even that weed whacker has had some problems. It's been sent to the Greasy Garage here to get old Mark here to fix it. And it's been quite a pleasure to help people with the hands, the eyes, the tools, the wire welders, the acetylene torch to weld things. In fact, here not too long ago, I had a customer / friend ask me if I could fix their lawnmower, not in the motorway, but in the wheel way. What ended up happening was the pot metal bracket that held the wheel onto their casing of the lawnmower, the push lawnmower, was broke. And I said, oh, yeah, I can wire weld that. So brought it back to the Greasy Garage, and we welded it up. So that's what it's all about. Auto World, we talk, we help, we learn. And, of course, it takes two to learn, takes three to learn. And I'm here for you to help me learn something. You can be a part of Auto World at any time. I do appreciate you being here, and I'd like to have you become a member. You can always call in. Axelrod Alex will take your phone and phone call, and he'll do that side of it. I do the email side of it. That phone number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. That's the phone number to become a member at no cost. Isn't that a good feeling? And, of course, the Auto World email, and that is one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And it's always a pleasure. I'm going to share some emails with you this hour and the second hour and also the third hour. I've had a lot of emails come in and wanting me to help them fix their automobiles, and I'm going to do it for sure. That's what it's all about. I'm an ASC certified technician for many, many years. Didn't start out that way. Automotive Service Excellence is what that stands for, and you got to take a lot of tests and pass those tests. But if you don't know, well, first off, how to read, which I do know how to read, but you got to have hands-on to be able to pass those tests. They're very well. I'm really not a test taker. It's hard, and I've passed them. I'm certified in like 32 fields on your automobiles. That's right. There's a lot of divisions on your automobiles that need help. And I realized in my early career that if I'm going to start my own repair shop, and of course didn't know I was going to be on the radio later in life, but to help with my knowledge coming out my mouth. And so today I am. Not only that, my hands are still on the wrenches and still on and underneath the hoods and still getting some burn marks and some greasy marks on my hands and et cetera, et cetera. So I always welcome you to the show. At any time, please interrupt me. I've got a lot of goodies to share with you for the next 3 hours here on Auto World. The first hour, we're going to have, what's it stand for? Yes, what's it stand for? We're going to have that little segment. And you know one thing, seatbelt and mechanic. What do they have in common? Yeah, a seatbelt and a mechanic. What do they have in common? Well, we're going to find out here on Auto World this first hour. And of course, I'm going to have the Auto World little car fact. And it's something to do with 78/24. 78/24. That'll be fun. A little bit of car fact for you. Of course, we're going to go to the email bag again. Got an email I believe that you'll like. Hopefully, I'll grab the right one out of the email bag. We always like to dig in there every week, find out one, grab one, kind of do Russian roulette with it, you know? And how sweet it is. Oh, yeah. It's coming this hour in Auto World. Did you know who said that tagline? How sweet it is. I really can't even do it as good as he did. And then, of course, fencer's mask. Yes, I've got some news. It has something to do with the fencer's mask. going to share a little recall with you here this first hour also. I want to always keep fresh with the recalls, and this recall is fresh off the press. This is something that is new right now, 2020. So that's a fresh one we're going to share with you. And, of course, first hour, NASCAR and electric. This will be interesting. NASCAR and electric. Who knows? NASCAR going electric? We're going to find out. Second hour, of course, we're going to have a little bit of news, Auto World Weekly News from USAA Insurance. And, of course, I got a thing here that they team up. We're going to do that, the team up. And the all-new electric. I won't spit out the brand that second hour, but it's an all-new electric. Scrunched? Is that even a word? I don't. Scrunched? Yeah, squeezed, maybe? I don't know. We're going to have something to do with that word. And we're going to go back to the email bag. Third hour, we're going to have a little recall for you. And, of course, we're going to have a trivia question through each and every hour. And we're going to share the first trivia question with you here in just a little bit. But road trip? Have you been on a road trip? Yeah, oh yeah, well, I got a lot of interesting news on the word road trip. Going to share that with you on the third hour. But let's get right back to what means everything. And I forgot to turn the open sign around, Alex. God, wait a minute, I'll be right back. I got to get the open sign here, turn it around. There it is. Okay, we got the open sign turned around. We are open. No mask needed. I hope you and your family are doing good. You're sitting back, hopefully in your favorite chair, your couch, favorite car, your favorite truck, your favorite lawnmower right now, enjoying Auto World. I do appreciate it. And I hope you're healthy, along with your family, friends, everybody. Sit back, relax. I know these are tough times we're in, and we're all going to get through it. That's what it's all about. But here on Auto World for the next 3 hours, I do appreciate each and every one of our affiliates taking Auto World the first, second, third hour. Some affiliates can only do it one or two of the hours. That's okay. You can always listen to Auto World on the Auto World podcast at any one point in time, wherever you're at, and the GCNLive.com. Got to do that. And another way you can find old Mark here is Facebook. You can go to Facebook and just Facebook and put my name in, Mark Evans, and you'll find me there. And hopefully you'll enjoy some things I put up there. I'm putting a lot more up there anymore concerning the show, Auto World. And, of course, I have a LinkedIn account and, of course, that Instagram. Now, with that said, I did post something on the Instagram account and Facebook, and you'll probably enjoy, if you go to there right now, you'll probably enjoy the picture I put up there. It's a goat, literally a real live mountain goat. If you've never heard of a fresh mountain goat, white in color with horns, this mountain goat, folks, is looking right at you in this picture, and in the background, you are going to see the most beautiful scenery in your life. I will spoil it right now, Stanley, Idaho. Of course, I'm broadcasting here, Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. That's where my studio is, Greasy Garage Studio. But Stanley, Idaho is north of me for quite a few hours, and it's beautiful. And you'll get a glimpse of that if you look behind the goat. Do not let that goat bite you in that picture. Why did I put the goat up there? As it states in the little article I put, is your vehicle treating you like a goat? What do I mean? We're going to get to that this first hour. I hope it's not treating you like a goat. I don't do a very good goat impression, so I might want to keep my day job. Anyway, I do appreciate you being here again. It's always a treat to be here, gift to be along with you each and every week. And I want to remind you that autoworldradio@yahoo.com is the email address. And get a hold of me at any time. If you're too bashful calling in and talking to Axelrod Alex, he's the producer of the show. He's sitting behind that big 18-foot board, 16 feet wide. He's hanging from lines, I believe, to be able to reach all the buttons to make it happen. At GCN, Genesis Communications Network. So this first hour, oh yeah, let's get right to it. What's it stand for? STP. Yes, you've heard of STP before. I'm sure you have. STP. What's the name behind STP? Couple questions for you before we get a word from our sponsors. STP, what does it stand for? And who's the name behind it? You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Job, I'm a highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long, my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Look out for the cat in the highway. Meow, meow.
Well, I hope there's no cats out there on the highway. Woo! Cat's eyes. What in the world are they? Well, we're going to talk about that here in a minute. But welcome back to Auto World, folks. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Again, sitting back in the comfortable. Got the sign turned around. It says open. It's flashing. Bzz, bzz, bzz. Yeah, it's a little neon thing. I need to get it fixed. But it shows that we're open. Good to have you along in the Greasy Garage with me in the Greasy Garage studio here on Auto World, in Auto World Plaza. Cat's eyes. Oh, yeah. Highway Patrol. Well, have you ever heard of Cat's Eyes? Yes, you have. You probably are sitting there with your favorite cat right now. What's the name of your cat? Don't be bashful. I want to know the name of your cat. Call us here at Auto World, 855-660-4261. Doesn't have to be about automotive all the time, but guess what? Cat's Eyes is all about the highway. Well, in 1934, Cat's Eyes, yes, the rubber-mounted reflectors, that line, you know, that line that's in the center that keeps you between your competitor, going the wrong way, if it's a two-lane highway, the painted yellow stripe line, the white stripes, etc., those are Cat's Eyes, those little reflector things that are sitting down there that you can see where you're at during the nighttime that are fluorescent, that your headlights hit them. Those are called Cat's Eyes. That was invented, yes, by an Englishman, Percy Shaw, back in 1934. He did that because of the fog at night, or in fog, you couldn't see the where you're at on the road. The paint back there that they used back in the day in 1934 wasn't as bright as it is today. So those are still here. Yeah, the Cat's Eyes are still alive. That's what's awesome. Thank you for inventing the Cat's Eyes. There's always something. I used to have marbles as a kid. I used to play marbles and had the marbles. We called them Cat's Eyes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cat's Eyes has been around forever. Good to have you along here in Auto World. There's a lot of things I want to share with you for the next, of course, 3 hours. The first hour, we're going to do a little recall, and we might as well get to it right here, right now. That's the best way to say it. And, of course, a little bit later, I'm going to share with you, and maybe you can figure this out, seatbelt and mechanic. What do they have in common? Remember, before the break, I asked you, what's it stand for? The STP. STP. Yes, it stands for three words, and I would like you to help me figure out what it stands for. Call me, 855-660-4261, or you can always email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I do appreciate that. So, and there was a name behind that STP, that name. I'll just share that with you right here, right now. Richard Petty. Yeah, remember that car, little Dodge? He was always a Dodge Chrysler fan. He had, 66, you know, Dodge, even went back farther than that. But it was the blue and the red and had the STP on it. What's STP stand for? Well, give us a holler, 855-660-4261. Now, oh, my goodness. What has gone on this last week here in the Greasy Garage studio? A lot of things. One thing that I was asked here the other day is, how can I get better gas mileage? That was fresh, so I wanted to get that out real quick. The best way to get better gas mileage is sell your car. No, sell your truck. Just get rid of it. And get on a bicycle. And then you're going to be asking me, well, what's a good food to eat? Because I'm running out of energy. Well, there it is. And then I'll say probably a Clif Bar. You ever had those Clif Bars? CLF Clif Bars? They're good. Well, that's the whole key. You need energy, don't you? If it's not only your human body for energy, it's your car needs good energy. Are you feeding? You are what you eat. Period. You are what you eat. If you eat Snickers, candy bars, oh, I love them. I love them. But I wouldn't have any energy at the end of the day to go mountain bike riding like I just got done doing. Oh, yeah. So you got to eat correctly. Back to the car, your truck. When is the last time, I'm going to ask you, yes, the gentleman there in the back row, he's back again this week. I do appreciate you being here. Thanks for being here. Get up here in the front row so you can hear me better. Okay, you can hear me? All right, thanks. Well, thanks for letting me know. A lot of females up in the front row. I do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you are what you eat. So here's how you get better gas mileage, folks. I don't care what you own. It has to be gas, though. We're talking gas right here, right now. Diesel, we'll get to that in a second. But gas, I want you to put in a bottle of fuel injector cleaner and buy a super concentrated, meaning right on the front of the bottle, it'll say super concentrated. just buy that, and most of the time that one bottle will treat 25 gallons. You can put one bottle in, and you're rocking and rolling. What that is basically you just put a bottle of prime rib in your fuel tank, and your engine and your fuel injectors are going to thank you. It's going to clean all the carbon off the tips of the injectors. Internally, it's going to clean them because the gas, it's going to turn into a cleaning solvent. It's going to clean the fuel rail, going to clean the combustion chamber, and get rid of all the carbon. It's going to explode it, turn it into liquid, and shoot it out the exhaust. Your car will love you for it because it'll say, instead of doing, well, here's another thing that just happened here this week. A gentleman come in with a Chevy Trailblazer. He says, hey, Mark, I was doing tires for him. And he said, hey, I just wanted to tell you, too, by the way, I did your little trick with fuel injector cleaner a month ago, Mark, and my Trailblazer was getting only about 18, 20 around town. She's getting 23 now. It might not seem like a lot, folks, but when you add that up and you're going through a tank of fuel, some of you are going through a tank of fuel every week. Some of you are going through a tank of fuel every third day. And if you add that up, if you're getting 2 to 3 more miles a gallon, not only will you thank me, but you're not going to spend as much time at the gas station anymore. And, well, I just gave you a bonus because you're going to cut your hours down at the gas station. You'll have more time to spend with your family. Yay. Hey, let's go now here to the, yep, let's get the email bag out. I want to get a couple emails. Make it fair. I'm getting my hand way down in there. Okay, there's one. Okay. Here's an email I want to share with you. Ooh, long one. Let's go here. Email bag is a good thing to always have. And again, the email here at Auto World is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Join in and email me at any time. So let's do it. It says, hi, Mark. Diane emailing you from Slidell, Louisiana. Yep, hang on a second. Slidell, Louisiana. That would be, yeah, Eden, Pearl River. Oh, yeah, Louisiana, good to have all of you along, 93.9 FM, nice shout out. Good to have that affiliate along with us. Of course, Diane wouldn't be able to email me, know about this show, and so I can help her. Thanks. Good to have all of you along. They're in Louisiana. She says, my family has owned this car since it was new. My parents bought it new and passed it down to me, and now I've passed it down to my kids. There's no paint left on it, only in a few spots. The driver's seat is completely worn out. It's definitely not a beauty queen anymore. Anyway, it was acting up the other day like it was out of gas, but it was had plenty of gas. When we come back, we're going to finish that email. We're going to take your calls at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Neil Kashari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, called for a nationwide economic shutdown of up to 6 weeks to get the coronavirus pandemic completely under control, warning that the rest of 2020 could be much worse than America has experienced thus far. In a New York Times op-ed, he wrote, the next 6 months could make what we have experienced so far seem just like a warm-up to a greater catastrophe. With many schools and colleges starting, stores and businesses reopening, and the beginning of the indoor heating season, new case numbers will grow quickly, using information from the Center for Infectious Disease Research. President Trump has insisted that states resist the urge to roll back reopenings. He said earlier this week, when asked about Khashoggi's comments, the country is not going back to shutdowns. Aside from the economic shutdown he's calling for, he also called for more stimulus relief from the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is a site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is running great.
Well, I guess we're all on all 12 cylinders here in Auto World. That's what it takes. That's right. Auto World is running on 12 cylinders. Four cylinders just won't going to cut it. Nope. It's six cylinder V6. Forget that. Even that inline six from Chevrolet with the Trailblazer. Forget that. We're V12 here. Six cylinder on each side. It's well balanced. That's what it's about. Hey, thanks for being here and welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. A treat every week to be along with you, and it's a treat for me to know that you're here with me. Gets pretty lonely without you. Even the guy in the back row, he's moved up one row, I see. Of course, not too many rows to move up to. There's only two rows to move up to. He's in now in the first row, and I appreciate that. Hey, good to have you along. No breath mint needed or gum here on Auto World. Mask is off, and you're enjoying it. That's what it's all about. That's enjoyment is fun about the whole thing. How's your Auto World been? Hopefully it's been good. If it hasn't, I can help. Hopefully I can help doctor of cars. I actually have a certificate on my wall that I had to do a course and didn't ask for it, didn't want it, didn't even know it. But anyway, I got a certificate after I passed the course, and it was Doctor of Motors. And yeah, it was a course, a seminar, schooling on motors. And I passed. So I got a little picture of a doctor on the greasy garage studio wall. Yes, sir. That's what it's all about. Let's get back to the email, though. Diane, she's listening to Auto World here from Slidell, Louisiana. Good to have you along, 93.9 FM. And she's, I'll just start all over their email. My family has owned this car since it was new, Mark. My parents bought it new and passed it down to me, and then now I've passed it down to my kids. There's no paint left on it, and it only in a few spots. The driver's seat is completely worn out, she says, and it's definitely not a beauty queen. Anyway, she says it was acting up the other day like it was out of gas, but it has plenty of gas in the tank. The gauge is showing good. About half full, she says. The fuel pump was just done 2 months ago. Very expensive. Yes, it was. And yes, they are, because you had to take the fuel tank out to get to the fuel pump and the fuel pump module. They come out of the top of the tank. We, she says, my family has pretty much replaced everything over the years on this jalopy stock, maybe even twice. Okay, she says, I've had it to the shop, and they have spent my money again replacing electronic sensors, and it hasn't helped anything. It's every once in a while, it just acts like it's running out of gas. She says, help. Diane, she says, whoops, I forgot to tell you what it is. It's a 1988 Chevrolet Celebrity. Oh, that's a good old car. Those Celebrities went forever. They had the V6 in them, sitting east and west. What that means, folks, front-wheel drive, of course, the motor's sitting in there sideways, I call it. I call them east and west, because, you know, east and west is left and right, north and south is forward and back. So if you ever get, that's kind of the mechanic lingo we have here on Auto World, and we're always going to have a little test or a little quiz, so get your pen and paper out and make sure this is going to get answered correctly when I ask you later. No test ever. Anyway, I just asked for your Visa number. Anyway, Diane, good question. Appreciate the email and the story and fuel pump, if it's been replaced. The one thing about, and we got to ask ourselves, Diane, is the fuel filter. See, a lot of us technicians, mechanics, and shops, sometimes we forget about the most simplest little things. And one here is, it sounds like, as you stated, it kind of sounds like it's running out of gas. Now, yes, you could have a bad fuel pump. A new fuel pump could be bad. Hate to tell you that, but it's the truth. In the last 5-6 years of my life doing the repair in the greasy garage here, finding out that I just don't blink my eye at all. I tested the new part again, and if the new part comes out showing bad, I just call the parts store. And they warranty it. And that, by the way, is not a world tip. That, in fact, this is the reason why you go to an automotive repair shop to do your repairs. Why? We got clout. What that clout means is that I buy so many parts from the parts store, they stand behind me. So I then get to stand behind you. So if you're an independent person like Diane here and doing your own fuel pump, you've only bought one fuel pump in the last 10 years. They don't even remember you. But they sure remember me. So if that fuel pump goes bad, if I did it, I pull it out, and I give it back. And they give me, actually, another one for free, but they pay for my labor. So I don't have to charge Diane for labor again. Of course, she wouldn't pay me anyway. She paid me the first time around. No mechanic or technician wants to do a job for free, because it's a lot of hard work. Sweat, sweaty, greasy, dirty, and it takes time. So that's the advantage of letting a repair shop do it. But Diane, I believe, truthfully, what we do is to test that fuel pump. We do a fuel pump pressure test again on the fuel rail, hook up a fuel gauge. That fuel gauge has got numbers and pressure on it. We see what the number is. That's the pressure that's in the line. And if the pressures are 45 and above, you're good to go. The fuel pump's still good. But the starvation of fuel means that one thing is we want to replace the fuel filter. It's down on the frame rail. Some of the cars don't have a frame rail, like the Celebrity. It's a unibody car. So you do have basically a frame cage up in the front. And that fuel filter is going to be hidden down there on the firewall, and sometimes it's hard to see, and sometimes, yes, we as mechanics forget about it. Now, see if that's dirty looking. Look for a steel metal canister, and it should have basically a heat shield around it. And if you see a metal heat shield wrapped around a round canister, there's your fuel filter. And if it looks like pretty evidence, the evidence is where the dirt is. If it doesn't look like it's ever been touched with hands wiping off the dust, the dirt, then you know it's never been replaced. So get that replaced for me. And then at the same time, I want you to put a bottle of fuel cleaner in that fuel tank, because, again, you could have, being a 1988, I'm going to ask back to you, Diane, and you can email me or call here on Auto World at any time. Let me know if the fuel injectors have ever been replaced. Because, like you said, that car's been around quite a few days, and meaning that the fuel injectors haven't been replaced. they're worn out. It's a little needle that goes up and down, electronically controlled, and the holes in the end of the fuel injectors are as small, if not smaller, than the hair on our head. And if I have any hair left, you know, my head, anyway, it's white. I know that. Anyway, gray. So those get plugged up. And so if it's starving for fuel right there, there's your problem. So back to fuel filter needs to be replaced, a bottle of fuel injector cleaner, and you're good to go. Let me know. Let us all know here on Auto World. That's the way you do it, folks, with the email. And again, that is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Or you can join me here live with phone, 855-660-4261. Now, that email, we're going to do another email the second hour, of course. I always like getting in the goodie bag, the email bag, and seeing what's going on. Here's a little bit of... Let's ask that trivia question. What does that STP stand for? STP. It stands for three words. Now, a lot of you might know STP is that can that you used to dump in your old cars in the oil to stop it from burning oil or stop the blue smoke from coming out the exhaust pipe. Yeah. What is in that can? What is STP? And what does it stand for? 855-660-4261. Email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Hey, back in 1948, folks, reliable tubeless tires are first made available in the United States by B.F. Goodrich. 1948. Tubeless. I started way back when, 45 years ago, in the gas station business, and that was when there was no tubeless tires. That was back in 1948 when they invented it. B.F. Goodrich came out with it. And the tube tires, in fact, the other day, tube tires, you know, they'd slosh around in those bias ply tires. That tube would slosh around. And but I have fixed a ton of those in my life, pulling them apart, patching the tube. It's kind of like what bicycles have today. You know, bicycles are tubeless also. But I want to thank B.F. Goodrich for making them tubeless. They're safer. When we come back, the Auto World, little car fact, 78-24. What's that mean? I'm Mark Evans, your host. This is Auto World.
Who's going to tell you when?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, we're going to be talking about that Cadillac. Oops, I think I just let the cat out of the bag. Yeah, anyway. Oh, good old Johnny Cash. Loved his song. Love his music. Love his singing. Love his words. All that. That one song he does where he's been everywhere. I've been everywhere, man. Love it. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. This is a car-related car show, Auto World show. This is not a gardening show, folks. No, I don't care about your dirt in your backyard. I don't care about your dirt in your front yard. I care about the dirt that's on the floor mat in the driver's seat. That's right. Where in the last time did you go in your car, your automobile, to put the dirt on the floor mat? That's what I care about. What kind of dirt is it? Yeah, and in fact, we could turn the floor mat into a gardening show. Find out if you throw some seeds on that dirt on that floor mat, you'll probably have corn grown, or I know you at least have a weed grown. That's all that matters. No way, wouldn't that be neat? Put that on your Facebook. Look at my floor mat. Mark Evans told me to put some weed seeds in there, and I got green growing inside my car now. Hopefully your car doesn't smell like weeds. I hope it smells like dirt. Hey, let's do that recall. It's time. Talking about dirt. Now, dirt, I don't know what dirt and recalls have to do with anything. But anyway, let's get to that recall. Now, this recall, folks, here on Auto World, I get a lot of stuff coming into me throughout the week, not only on the service bulletin side here at the Greasy Garage, but, of course, I am broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza and the Greasy Garage Studio in Boise, Idaho. Good to be along with you. The mountains are not too far away from me. Beautiful view. Got the open sign pointing right at them. Bzz, bzz, it's flashing. Anyway, the recalls come to me, and I'd like to share them with you. There's so many of them, I hate to say that, but so I pick and choose pretty much what I feel I should share with you. And what I see on the road a lot is the Honda Odysseys. And I do work on a lot of Honda Odysseys. They're a great vehicle. They're the van of the Honda, you know. They used to have the slider door, power slider door. Now they have the four doors, okay, power windows, all that. Well, this recall, 2020 Honda Pilot, 2020 2021. Well, it goes from, let me back the bus up, 2018 to 2021 already. That's right, I said 2021. Honda Odysseys, Passports, Pilots. This is a recall. 607,800 have been recalled. Recalled for what? And then we're going to get a little deeper here. Actually, 2019 to 2021 Pilots. Those are the years there. 2018 to 20 Honda Odyssey minivans. 2019 to 2020 Passport SUVs. Those are the three. Incorrect instrument panel control module software, folks, can cause the instrument panel that you're looking at to not display the crucial information such as engine oil pressure, speedometer, and gear selector position. You won't know if you're in reverse or drive. Until the next ignition cycle, of course, additionally, it can prevent rear-view camera in these vehicles to give you a different image than what you expect. Now, of course, if you can't see the speedometer, you don't know how fast you're going. Do you don't know what gear you're in? That's not good. And the oil pressure. So I'm talking about the instrument cluster. The panel that's in front of you is bad. Now, what and how to fix it? Recalls are free. So you need to go to your dealer. They'll reprogram the instrument panel control module software for free. For free. So get to your Honda dealer. Again, that's a recall. Here's what it affects if you're driving one, or if you're even looking at one to buy. This is gold, folks. I'm giving you a gold nugget right here, right now. Because if you've been looking at one of those and you've been trying to figure out if I should buy the Honda minivan, the Chrysler minivan, the Toyota Sienna minivan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All those different makes and models out there, and I want to go get the Honda. Well, before you buy it, okay, say, hey, the instrument cluster I heard on Auto World's got a recall already. I need it reprogrammed. So here's the model years that it affects. 2018 to 2020 Honda Odyssey minivans, 2019 to 2020 Passport SUVs, and the 2019 to 2021 Pilots. Anyway, there's your recall. Like to share the recalls here on Auto World constantly. In fact, I think what we'll do is I've got another one for the next hour I'm going to bring up, because on the popular, the very, very popular vehicles is why I like to share those, because I know a lot of them. When I say popular, I see more of the Honda Odysseys. A lot of Pilots out here in the Idaho area, too. When I'm traveling, I see Honda Pilots, the Odysseys, and, of course, I always see the Honda Civics, the Accords, all those. But with that said, let's get to what Johnny Cash said about, oh, I got the only one on the road, the Auto World Little Car Fact. Yes, well, this week, here on Auto World, it's a 1924 Ballot. It's a luxury car out of France. Beautiful, beautiful car, little two-door, the wire-spoke wheels. Ernst Ballast, builder of the well-regarded automobile and marine engines, actually back in the day, became an automaker in 1928 by financing the construction of a powerful eight-cylinder models that raced in Indianapolis in 1919, 1920, 1921. At the same time, he was preparing a four-cylinder, a two-liter production car that eventually led to the 2LTS. Designed by Ernst, the twin overhead cam Ballot 2LS with a crankshaft mounted on roller bearings, folks, that's very rare back in that day, made its debut in the 1921 Paris Auto Show. The racing version finished first and second in the Italian Grand Prix and second and third in the French Grand Prix, which it trailed only a 3-liter Duesenberg. Wow. That's crazy. Back in 1921. But the 2LS was too complex and expensive to be successful commercially. The simplified 2LT, 2-liter Touring is what that stands for, 2-liter Touring, which had a single overhead camshaft, crankshaft mounted on plain bearings and a detachable cylinder head. Sounds like a car of today. Gave a whole 45 horsepower. The 2LTS was an immediate sports touring convertible with the same mechanical features but bigger valves, inclined in a V shape. It was less costly to produce and operate than the 2LS and was faster and more powerful than the 2LT. About only 500 of them were made. Oh my goodness, a 1924 Ballot. Yes, a four-cylinder. Top speed, 78 miles an hour. That thing flat cooked. Really, that's flat fast. That's your little Auto World little car fact for this week. And, you know, I like sharing the history behind cars of yesteryears, you know, and we're going to do some 1990s even. That was yesteryears. How about just 2000? That was 20 years ago already. So if you're thinking you're driving a car that is basically pretty new and it's a 2000, you're absolutely right. It is kind of new, isn't it? It's 20 years new. 20 years old, I mean. 20 years. It flew. And today's technology of the 2000 make and models, the fuel injection, yeah, well, it's still here today. Yes. Well, folks, what is the seatbelt and mechanic? What do they have in common? Think about that for just a half a second. Mm-hmm. As you're sipping your water or your favorite beverage right now here on Auto World, seatbelt and mechanic, what do they have in common? Do you have a mechanic? You got a seatbelt. My whole point here is when you get in your car, you're putting some insurance on, aren't you? It's called a seatbelt. You really don't know when you're going to use it. It's there, and you put it on. It's called insurance. You already have one. It's a seatbelt. You snap it. You don't know. I've got to put it on, Mark. I might have to use it. Okay, so let me ask you. What mechanic has this? They're the same thing. They're in common here. You need to find a mechanic. Put a mechanic in your scroll there in your address book on your telephone, if that's your Rolodex. Get a mechanic. Find a shop. Find a good mechanic. That's kind of like having a seatbelt in place. So when you do have a car problem, though, you can then call your mechanic because he's there, she's there, just like the seatbelt, and you can say, hey, I'm ready for you to fix my car. I trust you. I know what you're doing. I've already basically interviewed your mechanic. Find the shop, interview him, talk to him, find out what they know, find out what they're certified in. Go for it. All right. See, I gave you some homework this first hour. I want to thank. The garage door is slowly rolling down. I want to thank everybody that helps Auto World get together and put together and be here for all of you. Axelrod Alex, of course, the producer of Auto World. General Motor George always keeps me wired. Chief engineer there. Audi Adam. Oh, he's always out. Audi Adam's always out taking care of the affiliates. Lugnut Lee, our program director, marketing manager. Oh, yeah, of course, my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? PR director, Bobby Besser. Thanks for being here this week on Auto World. Drive safe, be healthy. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm back. I'm nationwide.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.